New Caledonia. After weeks at sea, cramped into a troop ship, we were relieved to move on to land again. We piled into Marine Corps trucks and drove through the main section of Noumea. I was delighted to see the old French architecture, which reminded me of the older sections of Mobile and New Orleans. The trucks sped along a winding road with mountains on each side. We saw small farms and a large nickel mine in the valley. Some of the land was cleared, but thick jungle covered much of the low areas. Although the weather was pleasant and cool, the palms and other growth attested to the tropical climate. After several miles, we turned into Camp St. Louis, where we would undergo further training before being sent up north to the combat zone as replacements. Camp St. Louis was a tent camp comprised of rows of tents and dirt streets. We were assigned to tents, stowed our gear, and fell in for chow. The galley rested on a hill just past the camp's brig. In full view were two wire cages about the size of phone booths. We were told that those who caused trouble were locked in there, and a high-pressure fire hose was turned on them periodically. The strictness of discipline at Camp St. Louis caused me to assume the explanation of the cages was true. In any event, I resolved to stay out of trouble. Our training consisted of lectures and field exercises. Combat veteran officers and NCOs lectured on Japanese weapons, tactics, and combat methods. Most of the training was thorough and emphasized individual attention. We worked in groups of 10 or 12. I usually was placed in a squad instructed by a big red-headed corporal who had been in a Marine Raider battalion during the fighting in the Solomon Islands. Big Red was good-natured, but tough as nails. He worked us hard. One day, he took us to a small rifle range and taught us how to fire a Japanese pistol, rifle, and heavy and light machine guns. After firing a few rounds from each, Red put about five of us into a pit about 5 feet deep with a 1 foot embankment in front and the steep slope of a ridge behind as a backstop. One important thing you must learn fast to survive is exactly what enemy fire sounds like coming at you and what kind of weapon it is. Now, when I blow this whistle, get down and stay down until you hear the whistle again. If you get up before the signal, you'll get your head blowed off, and the folks back home will get your insurance.